A very big aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to talk about light. We're going into a season where there's many celebrations of light. I'm starting with Diwali. Diwali is going on now as I record this. We'll go on, move into many wonderful holidays that are based around the holiday season. When it's the darkest time, that's when we look for the light. Isn't that interesting? Just take a moment and think about that. It's in the darkest time that we look for the light. Why would that be? You know, in the darkness, we realize we need that light. I really have always been a lover of the light. And it's something inherent in me. I think my name is part of it. My name, my formal name is Lucinda, which means light. And I think the other part of it came from when I was very young. At the age of 15, I'd been already meditating for a few years every day. And I was just fascinated with the light, drawn to the light. And then I had a light experience, the cosmic light consciousness. And just like Christ consciousness, that light consciousness of Christ is a transforming one. Now, we have learned we can call in the light, you know. There's so many people who are calling in the light that it is definitely creating change in the world. And with that light, we find that we have a creative force that's the force of the light to be able to shine that light in the darkness. And what happens when we shine the light in the darkness? Now, at the darkest time of the year, we're asking for light. But when we shine the light in the darkness, there are going to be many who have been asking and calling for the light, who will receive the light and become enlightened. This is a process the masters have used for years for enlightenment. But there's also going to be those who are in the dark, who don't see the light. And I think we're at a very much tipping point right now in humanity, where there are those, and I wouldn't necessarily call them dark forces, but those who are in the darkness, who don't understand or wish to give up their particular way of life to the light. This is an interesting thing, right? When you shine the light in a dark room, well, you see everything in that room. But does everything in that room see what's behind the light? And if the things in the dark room are brought to light, what happens to those forms in that room that have not been of the light? This is a process that we see between this dance of dark and light. I wrote a poem this morning because, as I said, this is the first day of Diwali. I don't know if it's pronounced Diwali. I think it's Diwali, not Diwali. It's D-I-W-A-L-I. And all of a sudden, I was meditating, and I've been a lover of the light all my life, many, 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 many years. Now, just in case you didn't know about Diwali, Diwali symbolizes the spiritual victory of light over darkness, of good over evil, and knowledge over ignorance. The lights of Diwali signify a time to destroy all our dark desires and thoughts, eradicate dark shadows and evils, and give us the strength and the zeal to carry on with goodwill the rest of the year when light overcomes the darkness. Now that's what Diwali is. And I wrote, with all the shadows, well, awe, when light overcomes the darkness, will all the shadows disappear. Now think about this. Now you've often walked. I was just walking the other day along the beach here on Maui. And it was late in the day. I don't know, it was around 4:30, 4:45 maybe. And the shadows are so long, right? You look at your shadow at the light behind you because the light was behind me and the shadow is so long, right? Now, I'm the form, the light's behind me, I'm casting a shadow. So if the light is there, we cast a shadow through the form, but then the form, what happens when the form becomes light, huh? So I go on to say, when the emptiness of illusion is seen, will the spirit within this form appear? So what if form is in the light transformed into a light body? Will there still be that dense form as it was? Now, I think this was interpreted and explained in many of the ways that Christ was talking about the light body and the transformation that comes. Many people are in this life working on building a light body that will live forever, will be with us when we die. We always have an ethereal body and an astral body, of course. But when you consciously build a light body, when you're working with that other higher form of light, because it's all frequency, it's all energy, the frequency and energy of a dense form on the material plane is not the same frequency and energy of a star. It's not the same frequency and energy of the source of all light. This is why it was important to have a living example, as some of the masters have been, and as Christ came to earth to show that you could live with that light and hold that light while in form. And it's interesting, while this was being done, how people loved mostly the miracles, right, that could happen when you could do this, right? It's like, wow, you can walk on water. How do you do that? Wow, you can heal the sick. Wow, look at that. This person couldn't walk and now they can walk. Wow, this person's life has been changed and transformed and healed. How does that happen? Well, with light, you know, all things are possible. And if you're living it, of course, that light can do that. Then how it deals with the form is an interesting question I have to ponder. How receptive are we to letting this light work through us and all the ways it needs to work through us to transform our form? We are, in many ways, when we meditate, when we do yoga, when we walk consciously, we are transforming our consciousness, which then can transform our form. This is a rather long process sometimes. Because material level is pretty thick and dense and slow compared to the light and the speed of light. I go on with the poem to say, will the light illuminate the night? So just take that. I came to this phrase. Okay, of course we have night, we have day, we have dark, and we have light. When all of the entire universe is light, what happens to the dark and light? This is an interesting question, which I think that had to be pondered on the highest level of consciousness. We have a planet. Half the planet is sleep or in darkness. And the other half of the planet is in light. In the day. Dark and light have always, in a circle like this, with the light behind it, been a process of living. So we will still have, as long as there's one source of light, dark and light, right, on a planet. But how we deal with that will be interesting, right? Because we're starting to learn the power of light well enough to know how we use solar energy, solar power, right? This is solar power from the soul, from the sun. And the sun is putting out some intensive light right now, right? So how we deal with this and this planet's going to be a very interesting thing, because we are indeed getting more light, and we also are getting more heat, and we're getting warmer, and a lot of the breakdown of the different layers of energy around the planet are happening. So yes, will the light illuminate the night? And will the low merge with the high? With subject and object, are they going to find there is nothing to deny? The oneness of all life. Subject and object, right? Subject, object, together. Maybe just subject, maybe just object. Subject and object in unity together. An interesting transformation there, right? When all the evil forces are exposed and then revealed, when goodwill is our intention, can people then be set free? Now, many people have different thoughts about evil. But when we see things that are so cruel, when we see thoughtless killing, when we see torture, we have to give it some kind of name. So we will give it the name of evil. When there's no consideration for the damage and the harm, or no consideration for life and goodness. Are we seeing them exposed? I think so. I think more than ever, that I can ever recall reading history on this planet, the evil forces are being exposed and they are being revealed. And it's not just some of the leaders of the world. It's also people in power. Many people who have a lot of money, etc. I mean, anyone can have at this time anything exposed and revealed about them that can be called evil. I mean, that even goes to what's going on with police forces, with the Me Too movement, what's going on with the entire humanity more than ever. What was hidden has become revealed. So then with goodwill as our intention, how do we deal with that which is revealed? How do we deal with people who do not mind killing? How do we deal with all those people who think they're above and beyond what's considered right or wrong? This is something that we're dealing with very intensely right now, if you haven't noticed. I go on to say, may the joyful celebration of light heal the wounds of this long war. Because it's been a war going on ever since man came to Earth. There's been this good and evil, dark and light. And then how do you heal it? Because if you look at any of the wars and what happens after the wars, there's always been this question after the war, what do you do now? There was a Marshall Plan that happened after World War II, which was a very enlightened plan to try to help those countries that had been decimated, to give them money to restart over again and replan the way they want to live. And I mean, we look at, I don't want to get into too much detail, but this is something that's been going on for a while. And what happens when you do end a war and try to rebuild over again? There's so much to heal. There's so much that we see in post-traumatic stress. There's so much that some of the people and the horrors that people have experienced in war and fighting to stop a war that then have to be healed as well. We can't ignore that. If we are trying to say we're bringing it all to the light, we can't ignore that the damage and the hurt and the pain that's been done has to be healed once it's revealed. And that takes forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. It takes compassion. It takes love. It takes great love, a love that opens up that source from the light, the heaven's highest source, and bringing it again down to earth with the power to be reborn and renewed and restored. How important is it to be restored after there's been so much pain and suffering? I go on to say in this poem, light of all lights, let what is wrong be made right. Embrace the promise from on high of a better life to find. When light overcomes the darkness, when the shadows disappear, when the emptiness of illusion is seen, then spirit within the form appears. From the light to darkness, from the darkness to light, from the light we came to the light we will again. And so what happens in this form when spirit starts coming in? Now, this has been explained from teachers and masters for a while. And again, I'll use the Christ, but there are many masters and many teachers who have realized this. And so they made up some guideposts and values to follow to help. And I think one of the greatest ways to do this is to commit to taking time to love, to serve, to help, to meditate, and do soul searching, to integrate into your life that light and put it into work as a light worker, as one who is serving the highest with the best intentions and focus. Let's do a meditation on this. Let's just get comfortable. Breathing in light, holding it and pausing in the highest place there in the pause. And relaxing and releasing and letting go. Just releasing any tension in the body. Breathing in light from the highest light, from the one light of lights. And attuning to that light frequency, and bring that light through all of your aura, through your ethereal field, your etheric field, your head center, allowing the light to circle, circle, circle throughout the entire mind and eyes and the ears. The jaws just full of a wonderful light. Breathe that light in and see the head full of this radiant golden white light, and allow that light to come down into your throat chakra and see a beautiful, beautiful, radiant aquamarine pool of light coming to that creative force chakra right there. And release any tension in the neck and the shoulders, allowing that light to do its work through all of the muscles and tendons and cells and the alignment, bringing that light from the highest light of light into your heart to enlighten your heart with love. Be attuned to that light of love that will surpass all form, all shadows, all doubt, all darkness, and all worries. Go into your heart and see if you can see the light of love blossoming in your heart of hearts. Feel that wonderful light. Call upon that light in your heart. Allow that highest light in your heart to heal any of the things that may have been affecting your love, sharing your love, being your love, being the highest of who you are in your heart of hearts. Let's just breathe in that love there and go deeper and go deeper, breathing in love, holding, breathing in light, and allowing that light to shine so bright that all of your heart's shadows are released to the light. All is revealed. All is healed. Breathe in that love. Just breathe. And allow yourself to let go of any pain, any suffering. Allow yourself to be restored in your heart and allow your heart to feel good. To feel whole. And allow this light now to go to the other chakra, the third chakra circle with light. Call in the light to the third chakra and allow all of your organs, your stomach, your kidney, the liver, yes, and the pancreas and the spleen, just bringing light in the light cells that transform any darkness and pain. See them bringing healing light circling around all of your body and your lungs. Fill your lungs with love and light and just release anything there. Just be with that golden light there and move that light down to your chakra, that's the second chakra, or where the emotions and feelings are. Feel light. Be light. Allow that light to completely free any fear, any pain. Breathe into that light and love in the second chakra. Ah, and allow that light to go down to the base root chakra and see that root chakra lit with the ruby red light, all of that root chakra completely letting go of anything that needs healing. And now see that light going down to the legs, the knees, you know, the calves and the feet. See the feet releasing that light in a burst of light down to the earth. You now are a body of light. And now see a protection light around your aura as your aura is lit with light 12 feet up, 12 feet down, 12 feet in front of you and around you and beside you. You are now in a light body. Feel the spirit that breathes through this light body. Breathing in. And breathing out. Allow your light body to call the spirit of the one light of your soul that knows it to come and light up this light body with a golden light that is aligned with the light of God. And the frequency of the highest energy flowing freely throughout this light body. And send this light out to all other light workers around the world. See the world lit with light. See the darkness now being enlightened. seeing the planet and all the shadows around the planet being removed and filled with the energy of the highest light of love. And send that light out to all within that light field, bringing peace and goodwill to the world. And now allow that light to come back to you 100-fold, 1,000,000-fold, and realize you are one with all, one united world in light and love and peace and goodwill always. Just be in that space of peace and light and goodwill. Let it expand, expand and expand throughout the world, into the universe, to all the stars and the cosmos, until you realize there is a cosmic unity, a universal consciousness that you are part of. And feel that wonderful gift of the universal infinite light working throughout the cosmos. And allow it now to slowly, slowly, slowly come back to you. Slowly coming back into your consciousness, into your body, mind and soul, 100%. And just allow yourself to feel restored, redeemed, renewed. And say thank you to that spirit of light, that spirit of love. Say thank you to the source of all that light and love. Say thank you to creation. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, everyone, for being present in the light. You are all really valuable, wonderful beings of light. May you always recognize the light that you are.